Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Once again, you've walked into the coolest and coziest coffeehouse show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guest today is a sneaky good songwriter and an award-winning one at that. The Idaho native has earned multiple wins at songwriting competitions, and he's opened for acts ranging from Willie Nelson to Nickel Creek. His latest EP is called Heart of Gold. Please welcome Corby Lenker.
Thank you.
Original music this hour written and performed by our guest, Corby Lenker, for the first time on our stage. Corby, welcome.
It's great to be here.
Do you get to Iowa very often?
I started this tour in Iowa and Des Moines at the Gas Lamp.
You did?
And I'm finishing it off, too.
And you're going coast to coast, or where have you been?
Well, I live in Nashville now, so this is just like a 10-day loop, and then I'll be home for 3 days, and then I go to the Northeast.
Mm-hmm. So. Heart of Gold is your latest EP. It's just out. What was that first number?
That's on the EP I just finished, which is coming out in a few months. That song was called If I Prove False to You.
Oh, beautiful song. And find out more about Corby's music and touring, I assume, by going to corbylenker.com. You must get a lot of comments about your name.
Mostly mispronunciations, but some comments too.
Did I do okay?
Yeah, you were great.
Well, how would someone pronounce that differently? I'm mystified.
Linker. Or they just don't read it. It's like, you know, there's a name like Linker gets real close to, well, Corby too. Kirby, Corey, Colby. In Wisconsin, I get Colby a lot. It's a dumb joke. Sorry. You don't have to laugh at that. It's okay.
What I thought, and this is not an uncomplimentary thing. I thought you have your screwdriver, your hammer, your monkey wrench, and your toolbox, and it sounds like you must have a room for a Corby Linker in there too.
Nice. It's like
calling you a tool, by the
way. Well, that's good to clear up, because I was wondering.
Let's go back to music before I get myself in trouble. A native of Idaho. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Let's go back to music though first, Corby Linker.
Okay. I'm going to play a song called Paper Cuts here.
Think that you could stay here, and will you whisper? tidings lie beside me? Will my love sleep alone? I've given myself paper cuts, making wings to fly me to you. Now I know no fall dead dreams can make for me a way to be with you. With you.
Thanks. This is a song I wrote in a... It was one of those songs that won a song contest. Oh, it's a good story. I just remembered. It was at Merlefest. There's this contest in North Carolina called Merlefest. And I got selected to be a finalist, and I went and I played this song. And I won the contest with this song. And so part of my reward was I got to open for Elvis Costello, who was headlining that year. And it was really funny because backstage before he played, everyone was milling about, you know, trying not to look anyone in the eye and be cool. And the thing that made it a little bit weird was that this was a dry festival. So instead of having like a beer or something getting ready to play the show, they had handed out little cups of chocolate pudding. And so we were all like being rock stars eating chocolate pudding, cool, like, yeah, this is really the best chocolate pudding I've ever had. Man, really, I've had better, I don't know. And anyway, Elvis was eating chocolate pudding with the rest of us, and so I thought this would be my in with Elvis. And I walked up to him and I was like, man, you're Elvis Costello, can't you throw a fit and get a beer? And he was like, I rather like chocolate pudding. Just like that. I was like, all right. We haven't talked since. It's all right.
Now I once thought that I was strong like Samson with his head down long, that I could find my own way home. But my Jesus took my breath away. Oh, blessed be that holy day. Oh, blessed be that day when I was saved. In my rock foundation, like Saul on the road to Damascus town, it was the light that struck me down, and I cried out in my sorrow, oh God, oh God. And he took me right there by the hand and said to hold on if I can. Oh, blessed be that day when I was the saved. Yeah, but then he held on anyway. Yes. Day I was free. Bittersweet, bittersweet. Oh, but the sweetest breath that breathed on me. That day he changed my name and I was a saved. Yeah. Carry me, I said he's the good shepherd. Walk beside me, don't let me go. Oh, to know the love of Jesus. What would I give to please him? Carry me. Walk beside me, don't let me go. Oh, to know the love of Jesus. What would I give to please him? Blessed be that day when I was saved, yes.
Thanks, guys. That was my Elvis Costello story. I try not to drop names, though. I think it's very irritating Name droppers. Ugh. Terrible company. I live in Nashville, and you get a lot of that. Did you see Jack White at the coffee shop this morning? Yeah, he ordered a double latte. Weird. Jack White drinks lattes? I wouldn't have thought. That's me. I'm dropping names right now. I was trying to like make a point of not. I didn't actually see Jack White at the coffee shop this morning. It was somebody else who told me, just to clarify. He lives in town, right? This is my last day. I have a show tonight in Des Moines, but this is the last day of my 10-day tour, and it's been fun. Although sometimes I tour with other people and sometimes I tour by myself, and I have been touring by myself on this run, and I find that it is difficult because you have to play the show and you have to remember to bring all your stuff, and then you have to remember to put all your stuff back in your car at the end of the show, which is the hardest part for me. And then you have to remember how far it is to the next town, and then what time the load-in is the next day. And then you have to remember, oh yeah, do I have a place to stay tonight? There's just a lot of things to remember. And if you're at all flaky, it's difficult. And if you're very flaky, the obstacles are almost insurmountable. So this is a song I just pretty much wrote a few weeks ago. And I really only like the new songs. Everything else can... whatever. It's just, I can't even remember it. Song's called Hurts Me So.
Someone give me a speaking spell, 'cause I can't talk for all my crying. Looked up in the sky, just fell. I feel like struck by lightning. I can't sleep, I can't breathe. I call the EMT and tell them that I'm dying of a heart attack. I never thought it would be this bad. It just hurts. It just hurts me. Yeah, it just hurts me so. It just hurts me so. Never thought it would end like this. Our first kiss was a supernova. Entranced like a hypnotist. Said you lay in my palm like a four-leaf clover. But my luck has run out. There is no to die out. I look around. One thing, now I'm all alone. I got no one to call my own. It just hurts. Yeah, it just hurts me. It just hurts me so. Ex-girlfriend, that lyric would mean a lot more to you. I found out the devil was a lady. Yeah. No, no, no. Someone give me a push and shove, 'cause all this love is making me crazy. I always thought that you got my back, but you were laughing at me like a Japanese baby. You are a holy roller, I am a roller coaster. You are the telephone pole, I am the show poster. Big letters on that hat show print everywhere I look, so I can't forget. It just hurts. It just hurts me. It just hurts me so. It just hurts me so.
Thanks, guys.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Corby Lenker on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City for this performance. His latest album that's out is called Heart of Gold. He's got another one coming out soon. Do we know a name on that?
It's called Lovers Are Fools. It's going to be the name of that next record.
Lovers Are Fools. Coming
out. Which is also a truism.
Find out more about all the music and the touring at Corby. That's with a K. Corby, not like the Colby cheese, right? CorbyLenker.com. And you mentioned, if I can jump in here before your next song, Corby, you mentioned that you're really only interested in your new songs, your old songs. How long have you been writing songs? When did you write your first song?
I've been doing this for a long time. Probably 15 years.
Mm-hmm. You remember, what were your first songs like? How are they different than what you're doing today?
Well, I was 14. And so they were actually very little different because they were about girls then. I seem to have not learned
so
anything.
That X's out my next question, which was how your songwriting has evolved. So
yeah,
it's hasn't.
Totally not. It's been like I hit a plateau at 15 and I'm just riding it out.
Any lessons learned that you would give to other young songwriters about what you've learned about songwriting? Do's, don'ts, inspirations, anything in there?
I think the best thing you can do to get better at songwriting is to learn other people's songs. Like actually learn them and get them in your hands and be able to play them and sing them all the way through.
Mm-hmm. You like to, and as a matter of fact, for your fans, you like to produce a video a month doing a cover, right?
Yeah, I shoot a lot of video stuff. And that's one thing that I do is every month I just resubmit and people write in what they want to hear and I'll pick one song. And I have really talented friends in Nashville, so kind of whoever's available on the one night, we'll all get together and we'll arrange it right there and shoot it. It's usually recorded at a studio, and so the recording's great. It's fun, and it just captures something live, and it's fun for me, and I'm just really busy now, and so it forces me to keep learning covers, which is a great way for me to try to keep growing. I actually hope that I didn't plateau 20 years ago. Yeah. I hope that I'm getting a little bit better.
Corby Linker, great to have you with us on this edition of Java Blend. Take us back to some music. What do you got for us next?
Okay. This is a story song, and it's a... I don't want to introduce it as an award-winning song, so I won't, but it did win an award. but it's a story song about... Well, it's a conversation between a mom and her son, and he's about to get married, and she's complicated emotions about that. So this is that song, and it's called Her Heart is Like a Rose. Come tell your mother, why must you go and leave me when I love you so? Oh, my mother, it hurts me to know son loved his mother much as I love you, but still I must say goodbye. My son, you love her more than you love me. Oh, my mother, why can't you see that her heart is like a rose? Her heart is like a red rose. Her heart is like a red, red rose. Oh, my son, this day would come. I knew this day would come, but still my old heart is all torn apart. Oh, my mother, don't you cry. You gonna love her too, just like I do, and know how I do, yeah. Are you sure that she's the one? Oh, I'm sure, sure as I'm your son. 'Cause her heart is like a rose. Her heart is like a red rose. Her heart is like a red, red rose. Her eyes are like a summer sky, but that's not why. Her kiss is like a fire, but that's not why. Her touch is like a bolt of lightning, lighting up the night. But that's not why I love her so. No, no. It's her heart is like a rose. Her heart is like a red rose.
rose. Her heart is like a red, red rose.
Doing what I always do, which is totally departing from the set list. So I'm just letting the spirit lead here. I want to tell you this story before I play this song, which is the song. Sometimes I get inspired by real life things and good things and bad things. And sometimes I get inspired by books. You read a book. Sometimes it moves you. And I read this book a while back called Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, which is a story of the conquest of the American West through the eyes of the Native Americans, and it's all historical documents it's based on, and the story is kind of heartbreaking and a little bit shame inducing if you're of the white persuasion, which I am for our listeners at home. And anyway, I came across a character in that book that just really moved me, a man by the name of Chief Sitting Bull. He was a hunk Papa Sioux who kind of rose to prominence in the Battle of Little Bighorn, also known as Custer's Last Stand. Custer got his butt whooped, and his whole army was killed in the battle. And it was one of the very few decisive victories of the Indians against the U.S. government. In any case, Sitting Bull went on to kind of rise to prominence. He got very famous in his lifetime, both among white people and Indians, and he was kind of acknowledged as the overall leader of the Greater Sioux Tribe, which encompassed a lot of smaller tribes. And he traveled around with Buffalo Bill Cody for his Wild West show. He was there at Golden Spike when the Transcontinental Railroad was hammered together. And he's just a really important figure in that time. And he was also murdered on his reservation in 1890. And his story is really touching to me because he was absolutely loyal to what he believed in to the very end, in the face of tremendous adversity. And is very inspiring to me to read about that and look at his face in the picture. I've spent a lot of time like looking at his photograph. Anyway, this tells his story. It's called Last Man Standing.
Mother, let me tell you something. White people gonna know my name. The big general think you're up and coming. That man got nothing. I had a vision in the middle of the night, yeah. A great spirit come down on me. So Custer in for a big surprise. A bullet between his eyes. I am the last man standing. Even if you break my heart, even if you take my land, I am the last man standing. You say you want what's mine. Well, I ain't gonna give it to you. This reservation is the choke chain collar. This reservation is closing in. But I ain't gonna let no great white father tell me who I am. I am the leader of the One Sioux Nation, born free on the prairie wind. And then I signed the Treaty of 68, and it all come to nothing. They took it all. I am the last man standing. Yeah. Even if you break my heart, even if you take my land, I am the last man standing. Take my life, 'cause I ain't gonna give it to you.
A song on the new the current new EP, which is called Heart of Gold, which is named after that Neil Young song, which is the first song I ever learned when I was a youngster, because it was easy. And I found out that you only need 4 chords to write a really good song. That's what Neil told me, and I pretty much stuck to that rule more or less. Music's hard enough, you know, you don't need to make it any more complicated. So this is a song called April May that's on that record. And a note about the cover art. It has a picture of a stuffed piranha on the cover, which I think is hilarious. But I took the picture myself because a friend of mine found it at a flea market in Nashville. And it's really, I put its best side forward and put some flattering light there to capture its scales. But it's like, the actual thing in real life is just utterly hideous. It's probably 50 years old, and its mouth is full of mold, and its eye on the other side of it is missing. And I'm just trying to paint the listeners a graphic picture so they can be intrigued. Pick up the record. It's a great record. The song is called April May. Thank you.
something loud and clear. Anything, oh my love. Do.
That felt like sweet, so I will play another sweet song because I'm still feeling sweet. And this is a story song. It's on the last record I put out called King of Hearts. And this song is about this young man who grew up in a small town in southern Idaho and went out to the West Coast and had a bluegrass band and did some things. He's not here to sing it, so I will have to sing it for him. It's a joke because it's about me. Okay. It's called Cedars of Lebanon. Despite my mellow appearance, I'm really excited to be here playing music for you all. This is really fun. This is how I always am.
Of the Nazarene, just an orange brick box on 6th Street with some plain old folks who like to sing Amazing Grace. I sitting in the pew just a little kid singing it loud cause it's how my dad did. Don't recall what the preacher said, but those songs they stayed. Yeah, give me them cedars of Lebanon, just an old guitar and a gospel song. It's alright if it's all wrong. You don't gotta sing in tune. Yeah. And no one on your radio ever came from Idaho, but California's on the phone asking where you've been. Well, I head up north with my bluegrass band, doing what I understand with a Martin box and my best friends and those songs from back when. Yeah, give me them cedars of Lebanon, just an old guitar and a gospel song. It's alright if it's all wrong, you don't gotta sing in tune. Open up your mouth and they were there. 100 hallelujahs in the air, Tell me twice, do you think that I sing nice? Are my vices worth the price of pretty music? Well, say I'm right, say I'm wrong, but I found my own shortcut to Zion, making wine from dandelions, and I'll share some with you. just an old guitar and a gospel song. It's alright if it's all wrong. You don't got a singing tune. Yeah, give me them cedars of Lebanon. Just a late night and a guitar song. It's alright if it's all wrong. You don't got a singing tune.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the blues bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa Band.
Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Original music and autobiographical work there, Cedars of Lebanon by our guest. Written and performed by Corby Lenker on our stage in this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. Twin Falls, Idaho, where you grew up, right?
That's where I grew up.
Those who are really into, what, daredevils will know Twin Falls, Idaho. Why?
If you're a big fan of Evel Knievel, it's where he tried to jump the Snake River Canyon in 1976. He landed, like, on the side of the river in the middle of the canyon. They fished him out, and it was, the whole thing was just embarrassing, I felt.
Is there now in Twin Falls some kind of Evel Knievel museum or something silly like
no,
that?
No, I think, I mean, if he'd have made it, I bet there would have been. But, you know, everyone's just, no one talks about it. And now it's just there's a pile of dirt out by the canyon, which is where the ramp was.
You grew up in a musical family, Corby?
Not at all. No, they've been supportive of me, but they're just not naturally music-minded people. Okay. My father is was an amazing storyteller, though. He used to, like, one of the highlights of not only my childhood, but a lot of my friends' childhoods when they would spend the night at my house. Like we'd go to bed and we'd get my dad to tell us a story. And he always had this one family. It was like a series. It was a story about a family of boys called Nogo, Pogo, Slogo, and Fred. And to this day, like, I have friends 20 years later go, man, remember those stories about Nogo, Pogo, Slogo, and Fred that your dad would just tell? He'd just make them up as he went along.
Were they creepy?
Yeah, there was always a kidnapping involved, and it was horrible, but it ended up happy in the end. I mean, that's what boys like story, you know, like they
sure
like
do.
That kind of stuff.
They sure do. Take us back to music. We have a few minutes. We have enough time for three or four more, probably.
Okay.
Three for sure. Corby Lenker, find out more about his music, Heart of Gold, his EP out right now. He's got another one coming out soon. CorbyLenker.com.
This is a song called Feel Like Burning. I wrote it when I was living in Seattle. So it's like you can hear the rainfall. Stars with my fingers pointed, I think I might be double jointed. I'm still a little kid, and nothing wrong with what I do. Got my hands on the wheel, I'm headed for the ditch. I've gone one way, but I don't know which. Shining light, that's me tonight. I feel like burning.
living with the preacher's daughter, trying to make her happy. We're making wine from water, we're making wine from the tears. Got my hands on the wheel, I'm headed for the ditch, you're going way, but I don't know which. Looking at that shining light, that's me tonight. I feel like burning, feel like burning, I feel like burning, I feel like burning, I feel like burning, I feel like burning. Headed for the ditch, gone one way, but I don't know which. Looking at that shining light, that's me tonight. I feel like burning.
This song, okay, so when you move to Nashville, you got to do some things you don't want to do a lot of times because you just don't know anybody. If you're me, I moved there from Seattle, and I was driving home and listening to the classic rock station there, and a song by Bob Marley came on called No Woman, No Cry. I don't know if you know that song, but I used to listen to that song a lot in my recreational high school years, and anyway... I just was like, took it as some kind of sign from on high, from Jah, saying, behold my son, take these chords of Bob Marley's, which I have given unto you, and write yourself a new song. So I went home and I wrote this song right here. This is my long way of saying, if you don't like the words of this song, just go ahead and sing No Woman, No Cry to yourself, and it'll slip right in there.
Scared, Maybe I'm lazy, maybe I'm waiting for something to save me. Oh, oh, yeah. Maybe I'm scared, maybe I'm lazy, maybe I'm waiting for something to save me. Maybe I'm scared, maybe I'm lazy, maybe I'm waiting for something to save me. Maybe I'm scared, maybe I'm lazy, maybe I'm waiting for something to save me. Maybe I'm scared, maybe I'm lazy, maybe I'm waiting for something to save me. There has got to be more. Oh, oh, oh. There has got to be more than this, yeah. There has got to be
winding up the hour with Corby Lenker. Corby, the first time on our stage here on Java Blend on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. We specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists, doing it since 2001. Our shows are recorded before a live audience at Iowa City's downtown Java House most Fridays of the year, though we do get out to other parts of the state and love to do shows in other cafes, other venues around the state. Find out more about our events and our broadcasts by going to iowapublicradio.org. You can also download our podcasts or stream past shows. How about that? Jim Davies is our on-site sound engineer. Phil Moss, our technical producer. Production assistance from Kendall McCabe and Derek Kellison. And we want to remind you that you can find out more about our guest this week, Corby Lenker. Heart of Gold is his latest EP, by going to corbylenker.com. You know, Corby, I've enjoyed your guitar, your finger picking, and your strumming so much this hour, but I've felt kind of sorry for your ukulele sitting back there with a glass of water, and now I'm seeing your... It gets to do more than watch you play. It gets to be a part of the action.
He does. He's the grand finale.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. Does he have a name? So he has a gender. Does he have a name?
I didn't really knew he had a gender until you said it.
No, you said it first. You said he.
Okay. We won't go back to the tape. It's okay. No, there's no name. I would feel like this little guy is always on the verge of complete breakdown. The airlines have broken it for me twice, and I've glued it back together. And so I feel like if I named it, then I would feel even more sentimentally attached, and if anything happened, it would be sad for me. And I don't like to be sad.
We're going to hear one your song, I believe, that won last year's New Folk Songwriting Competition, a song called My Little Life. Is that what you have in store for us?
This is the one, yeah.
This is the one, and this has got a great video to go along with it.
Yeah, I have a lot of good friends that are artists in Nashville, and I had this idea for this song, because it's kind of a little bit of a, well, you'll see, it's something that anyone could hopefully relate to, and so I shot all of my friends, many of whom are much more famous than me, playing a little bit of the song and strumming along on the ukulele, so it just cuts a lot, and there's probably 35 or 40 artists involved that are just playing along. So check it out. It's pretty fun. It's hard to watch without smiling.
It is a nice video, and that's a key part of it, is no matter what mood you are, it will bump you up a few notches.
I hope so. Your
good mood. Let's thank Corby Lenker for being our guest one more time this week. And have him take us out. My Little Life, CorbyLenker.com. Thanks, Corby, for stopping by.
Thank you.
Ain't got a steady job. Ain't got a smoking girlfriend. Ain't got a fancy phone. Get my music from the FM. Ain't got a private jet. Ain't got a red Corvette. Ain't got a summer home, just me in my apartment all alone. But that's just fine. My little life, my little life. My little life is mine, mine, mine. Don't mind the cherry coke, I don't mind the country music, I don't mind the being broke. Money's just so I can use it. I like the sleeping in, I like the going to the movies. I got a few good friends, we like hanging out and doing nothing much at all. Do 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 do, my little life. Do 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 do, my little life. Do 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 do, my little life is mine, 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 mine. Ooh. Some days I go to the gym, some days I go to the bar, most days I wake up all alone. But that's just fine, but that's just fine. Do-do-do-do-do, my little life. Do-do-do-do, my little life. Do-do-do-do, my little life is mine. My little life is mine, 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 mine.
Thanks a lot, you guys, for listening to me. Thank you.